Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few words about the continuing saga that is the Herman Cain soap opera. We're entering daytime Emmy Award territory here with a plot changing faster than a chameleon on a plaid tablecloth. The situation remains fluid, or better yet, glutinous. From what we've seen, it sounds like a classic case of he said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said, she said. Did I say cheesehead? Go pack, go. Cain claims that he's never engaged in any inappropriate behavior, ever. Hell, this presidency thing doesn't work out, he could run for pope. His staff even went so far as to say the sexual harassment allegations have helped the campaign. Helped? Wow. All he needs is a kidnapping charge. He could wrap this nomination thing up right now. Of course, some folks suspect the bravado is just campaign manager Mark Block blowing more smoke. Herman has changed the story almost as often as Mitt Romney changes positions. Almost. Not quite. First, he couldn't remember, then admitted a charge may have been investigated, but there was no settlement. Then there maybe was an agreement, but now he just wants to talk about football and refuses to accept any responsibility for keeping this sideshow alive, blaming Rick Perry, the Democratic machine, the media, and the evil dominion that is Pizza Hut. He might want to remember his advice to the occupiers. Don't blame Wall Street, blame yourself. Yeah. One problem is the former CEO of Godfather's Pizza has demonstrated all the sensitivity of a drunken bear. In a recent Detroit debate, he called House Minority Leader Pelosi Princess Nancy, which for a guy embroiled in sexual harassment charges is like trying to light a cigar by setting fire to a pool of gasoline. Who's in charge of his public relations? Lindsay Lohan? Anthony Weiner? Charlie Sheen? In 3 short years, we've gone from hope and change to grope and change. Ain't life odd? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.